The Defeat of Jesse James Days in Northfield, Minnesota is not a regular town festival, but an ode to the people of the past and an opportunity to educate all generations about what it was like to live in 1876 America. Resident Wayne Eddy shares.
In 1876, the James Younger gang were robbing stagecoaches, trains, banks, anything they could, and they tried to come to Northfield and do the same thing. But unfortunately for them, on September 7th, 1876, 8 members of the gang rode into town to steal the town's money. No FDIC back then, so that means that the farmers, the educators, the merchants, and everybody would lose if they took the money out of the bank. So Joseph Lee Haywood, who was the treasurer for both the city of Northfield and Carleton College, was at the teller window when they forced him over to the bank vault. He said, "I'm sorry, the vault can't open. It's on a time lock." And then they pistol-whipped him, but they couldn't get into the vault. As they escaped, they shot and killed Joseph Lee Haywood, and we make him a hero. So since 1948, we started to have a defeat. That's a defeat of Jesse James Days, and we've been celebrating every year since. And it's a huge celebration, third largest in Minnesota, Thursday with a carnival and townie night at the beer tent. And, of course, there are all kinds of games to play, too. And then on Friday, we go to the schools and talk to the elementary kids and tell them about the history of the raid and how we celebrate the defeat of Jesse James Days. And then on Saturday, it's a big day for the raid reenactments. The reenactments have been deemed the best by True West Magazine for over 10 years. And they go on Friday evening, all day Saturday, and on Sunday. And there's a big parade Sunday at 2 o'clock, and then a celebration of the ambassadors at their ceremonies at 5 o'clock. There's a rodeo on Friday night and Saturday afternoon and evening.
For details on the history and happenings, visit their website, www.djjd.org.